is hidden to them that are lost, in whom the God of this age hath blinded the minds of them who believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of the darkness, hath shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Our Lord and our God, we thank Thee that we can again assemble ourselves here this morning, Father, and hear Thy word. Father, we ask that should there be one here this morning that don't yet know Thee as Thy personal Savior, that the word be said, Father, that their hearts be touched, that they come to accept Him, Father, and receive His eternal life and salvation. And Father, we ask now that You be with those that are mentioned that are sick, those that were in death, Father, the families of those. Be with them, Father, through all this. And be with, Father, the family and the one, Father, that's to have the surgery tomorrow. And be with our pastor and others of our number, Father, as they travel today. See them safely through. And, Father, we ask now that You look upon this service as we commit it to Thee. And bless now, Father, each home represented here today. And that in all that we do today and throughout the week, be to further Thy kingdom and to glorify Thy name. This we pray, Father, and ask in Jesus' name and for His sake. Amen.
Yeah. would like to encourage you to be here for the evening worship service. Stand and play the piano for us in the evening service. Appreciate each one that takes a part in their church. And as we contact people on the nominating committee, those who will be nominated for this coming year, you trust every one of them that we nominated will accept and will fill in the place God has placed in. Brother Tom. On, it won't be very long. That's right. We're 1 week near our eternal home than we were this time last Sunday. And I trust every person in this church building today knows the Lord. You have asked Him to come into your life, and you're one of His children. Before we look into the Bible today, I'd like to mention these prayer requests. This one here was handed to me. Is this your Jeff? Lester Caldwell, 11-year-old boy had surgery and found knots in his stomach and certainly needs prayer. He's one of Jeff's school friends. Let's remember him this week. We also want to continue to pray for Janetta's mother. We had a time of fellowship with her this week and her homebound Bible class. And her mom is certainly a wonderful blessing in my life, and I know she's a blessing to our church. Just thank God for her. She's ready to be with the Lord, or she's ready to stay, whichever one the Lord sees fit. Thank God for such a wonderful mother-in-law, Brother Earl, that you've got. Also, we want to pray for Mrs. Hoskins. She gets to come home this week, probably Tuesday. And let's continue to pray for Lola, that God would continue to raise her up and help her to continue to be a blessing to our church. Because we'll also remember Jamie this week. I don't know what time in the morning she has surgery, but acting away, I guess she's going to have two surgeries. They're going to put tubes in her ears and also have surgery on her mouth, I believe, tomorrow morning, probably 8 o'clock or so. Let's remember little Jamie in prayer. My mom is still, she sits up about all, sometimes all day. And this is something she hadn't done in a long time. Her appetite's still good, and we just thank the Lord for this. Blessing from the Lord. I want to pray for Mrs. Combs today, Brother Combs' wife. Also, Brother Jerry Fraley's dad, Mitchell Fraley, Mrs. Beck. Let's pray for Lionel Williams' family. And also these others, their families, those who were killed in Breathitt County. At least four were killed in one accident. Also, the H.B. Noble family, let's remember them in prayer. Their fall revival. J.M. Ellington, let's pray for him today and this week. Also, Brother John Talby. And Ms. Frost's daughter, Irene. Brother Lafer Giles. Gerald Wayne Watts, let's continue to lift him up in prayer. Brother Tom's nephew. And also your mom, she's out of the hospital now, isn't she? Just remember Eva Watts in prayer this week. And, Virgil Maggard, Debbie's dad, he's out of the hospital also. And pray for him mostly for his salvation. Trust you'll get that bell on your heart today and pray for him. Also Ms. White's mom, Allie Deaton. Brother Willie Davis also, and Murdy Caldwell, and Mrs. Gieslin, Mrs. Barker over in the nursing home, Brother Flinchman's mom, Brother Lafer Giles and Belle Perkins. We're living in a needy world. We're glad to have the Zimmermans back with us. I know God's working in their life as well as in your life today. God is still there in heaven to give us the very desires of our hearts, whatever they may be. Let's look to the Lord in prayer. Our Father, we thank Thee so much for this beautiful day, and we know that this is a day that You have made, and let us rejoice and be glad in it. Father, we pray for each of these requests. You know, Lord, the need of each one, and any, Lord, who have requests, we're here today. We pray for the unspoken requests and as well as the spoken ones. We know that You understand and You know all things. And Father, we lift up our hearts in praise and gratitude and thanksgiving for such a wonderful Heavenly Father and such a wonderful Savior today. We just ask Your blessing, Lord, upon each person who is here this morning. And may we truly worship Thee in spirit and in truth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We had a Bible class with Ms. McCullum this week, and I told her that I was going to give a four-line poem that she gave me Friday. It was in her fourth grade reader back in 1915. And after she gave me this, I told her, if we had things like this in our school books today, we would not need the Ten Commandments up on the wall that they're trying to take down now. Listen to this four-line poem in the fourth grade reader in 1915. Tell the truth and shun the wrong, and then no day will seem too long. That was in the fourth grade reader, believe it or not. But years ago, tell the truth and shun the wrong, and then no day will seem too long. You can lie down at night and know that you have told the truth that day. And God helping me this morning, I'm going to tell the truth. The Bible. The gospel. We want to look today in these verses that Brother Kermit read for us. And take the third and fourth verse of chapter 4 of 2 Corinthians as our theme today. It says, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world, and that is none other than Satan, the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not. Notice, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. The glorious gospel. What a message we have to give. To give forth. Satan's job today is to blind people spiritually. And many people today are walking around with 20/20 vision physically and can't see spiritually. The devil has them blinded. He is the God of this world. We spoke on him last Sunday. We can have victory over him. Victory. Thank God for the victory we have in the Lord Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit today can take the truth of the gospel and shine that light in your heart today. Today is the day of salvation. Tomorrow may be the day of eternity. We don't know when eternity is going to begin with any of us today, do we? It's going to come, though. And I thank God this morning we can be on the Lord's side. We can know Him as our own personal Savior and Lord. There was an accident one time, and someone said, why did that fella get saved in the accident, see? And someone else did not get saved physically. And the thing was, they didn't have anything to hold on to. The man who was lost had nothing to hold on to. Friends, we have someone to hold on to. In fact, he is holding on to us. We don't just hold on to Jesus and hang on for dear life. No. We just need to rest in Him this morning, because He is holding on to us. He's holding on to us. We have a wonderful story to tell. I love to tell the story. That should be the theme of every person here who is a Christian. I love to tell the story of Jesus and His wife. There was a fellow told me last week. He said, I would do anything in this world for you. Just call on me. I'll do anything. In fact, he went on and said, if any of the members of your church have a need and I can help them, you call on me. I'll help them. And I said to this dear brother, I call him brother because I trust in the near future he'll be saved. I said, you're not far from Jesus. You're not far from Jesus. We need, as it were, someone to hold on to. We have someone to hold us. If you have Jesus inside, you can stand anything on the outside. We're going to be speaking tonight on our treasure that we have in our earthen vessel. For us to see many of you out in the evening service tonight. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. Lost. There's no worse condition to be in this morning than to be lost spiritually. The God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not. Lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. The prayer of the pastor's heart this morning is that God's glorious light of the gospel will shine in your heart if you're not a Christian yet. Why is this gospel so wonderful, so great? Why does Hebrews chapter 2 say that how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? Why does it say so great salvation? Because first of all, it is in a great person. It's in a great person. I may have mentioned this last Sunday. You can tell a religion that is a cult. You can tell if it's a cult or the real thing by what ideas they have of Jesus. Where is he? Is he way up here? Or do they place him down just as another man? Just as a good man who lived on this earth 2,000 years ago. Friends, Jesus is God in the flesh. Jesus said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. He was God the Son as well as the Son of God. This glorious gospel is in a great person. The greatest. The greatest. The glorious gospel of Christ. Two of the missionaries in Acts chapter 4, they were having a lot of difficulty. And they said to the authorities in Acts 4:12, neither is there salvation in any other. There is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. I was standing outside a bus over at Camp Nathaniel a few years ago. And Dennis Klein got on that bus and prayed with the boys and girls and the bus driver. And I remember him quoting that verse in his prayer. There's none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Jesus told Nicodemus, you must be born again. You must. This glorious gospel is in a great person. You know, John the Baptist had the right attitude about Jesus. He said, he must increase, but I must decrease. That should be each one of our prayers today. I don't want to be seen, but I want Jesus. I'd rather hide behind this pulpit today that Jesus may be seen. He's one who has done so much for us. We could never repay Jesus if we worked 24 hours a day. We could never repay Him for what He's done for us. I know that. Paul said in one of the verses we had in our Bible study on Wednesday nights, in Romans 1:16, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. Now this verse here in 2 Corinthians says, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of those that believe not. But the glorious gospel today is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. And Jesus said, a person who hears my words and does them is likened unto a man who has his house on a good foundation, on a rock. And the rain descended, the floods came, the winds blew and beat on that house, and it fell not, for it was founded on a rock. Where is your house built today? If it is not built on Jesus, it's very likely to fall. Our house needs to be built on a strong foundation, and that foundation is Jesus. In the third chapter of 1 Corinthians, the Bible says, for other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Any religion that does not put the Lord Jesus Christ in His rightful place as the author and the finisher of our faith is a cult. It's just a religion. It's not Christianity. Hebrews 12:2 says, looking unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. The glorious gospel today is in a great person. I wish that Hebrews, or not Hebrews, but Acts 4:12 could be said about every one of us. Acts 4:13. And the prayer of my heart is that someone is going to see Jesus this week in us by the attitude that we have, by the words that come out of our mouth, by all the activities we engage in. Acts 4:13 says, now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they took knowledge of them. They marveled. And they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. I tell you, friends, if you and I spent more time with Jesus, in communion with Him, this world would be a lot better place in which to live. The glorious gospel is in a wonderful person. The Lord Jesus Christ. The little chorus says, with Jesus in my vessel, I can smile at the storm. Remember, with Jesus on the inside, you can stand anything on the outside. Our homes can be a little taste of heaven on earth. With Jesus inside, with Jesus to lean on, I love that song, Lean on the Everlasting Arms. What have I to dread? What have I to fear? Leaning on the Everlasting Arms. How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? It's in a great person. Second, it cost a great price. You know what? Jesus lived here on this earth about 33 years. And they had no time for Him. The authorities did not. They said He broke the Sabbath. And He did a lot of things that they thought was not right. You know the story of His crucifixion. In 1 Corinthians 6:20, I want to first of all mention this. The Corinthian church was a church full of spiritual babies. They had not grown up in the Christian life very much. Paul wrote to them over in the third chapter of 1 Corinthians. And he said, I write unto you as unto babes in Christ. For you're yet carnal. And on over in the sixth chapter, in chapter 5, there was a man in that church who had his father's wife. In chapter 6, the last verse says, chapter 6 and verse 20, for ye are bought with a price. With a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. We're not our own. If you are a Christian this morning, you belong to God. You're His property. Your eyes belong to Him. Your brain belongs to Him. Your ears, all things in your body belong to Him. And yield yourselves unto God. Yield your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. Don't yield yourselves unto sin. We were bought with a great price. The ransom has been paid. Jesus became a ransom for many. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though He was rich, yet for your sakes He became poor, that ye through His poverty might be rich. Peter said that we're not redeemed with corruptible seed like silver and gold, but with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb, without blemish and without spot. Dr. Boatwright last night at the youth rally at Peace Memorial talked about 30 or 35 minutes, and about every word he said was Scripture. He had no Bible to read from. He got it memorized. It's up here. He talked about the crucifixion of Jesus. He imitated last night Simon Peter. And he's going to be preaching the last message at the Three Forks Associational meeting on Friday afternoon at First Baptist Church this coming Friday. I'm thinking strongly about seeing if he can be with us in revival, maybe either spring or fall of next year. He talked about Jesus with tears in his eyes. What a price Jesus paid. I tell you, if the Lord some way could open up and let us see the agony that Jesus went through there in the Garden of Gethsemane, if we could just visualize half of what Jesus went through, we would appreciate what a great price was paid for our salvation. What a price. With the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. And the book of Hebrews tells us that we can go into the presence of God by a new and living way, which is perfected through the veil, that is to say, His flesh. Jesus said, it's finished. John the Baptist said in John 1:29, behold the Lamb of God who taketh away the sin of the world. Jesus paid it all. All to Him I owe. Then it left a crimson stain, and He washed it white as snow. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. The last verse of John 3 says, he that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. Jesus, there on the cross, cried from the depths of His soul, it is finished. It's finished. F.B. Meyer said like this, the gospel of Jesus Christ is the only power that gives man a new heart, that gives a person a new life. The glorious gospel. A soap manufacturer and a preacher walking down the street one day, fellow who made soap was not a Christian. He said this to the preacher, "The gospel you preach has not done much good, for there is still a lot of wickedness in this world." The preacher was silent for a while, and they kept on walking down the street, and there were some little children making some mud pies. And the preacher said, "I see that soap has not done much good in the lives of some people." And the soap manufacturer said, "Soap is only useful when it is applied." And God gave the preacher some words. He said this, "So it is with the gospel. It's only when it is applied. When it's taken into our hearts, the gospel, when we believe. The glorious gospel is in a great person. It cost him a great price, his life. And it takes us to a great place." My heart was lifted up as I sat there on the front pew, August the 14th, on Sunday afternoon, as Brother Casey stood here and preached such a wonderful message. Actually, it was Sunday morning. He preached the message on heaven. My heart was uplifted as he preached on such a wonderful place. Jesus said, "I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. That where I am, there you may be also." You know, Jesus prayed to the Heavenly Father in John chapter 17. Such wonderful words in verse 24. "Father, I will that they be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory which thou hast given me." Friends, it's God's will that those who are His are going to someday really and truly be with Him. For we shall see Him as He is. We're in a spiritual sense today already seated up there with Him, spiritually. We're at home, away from home. And someday, what a place heaven is. It's going to be a reality. It's not going to be the blessed hope, it's going to be reality. It's going to be true. What a day that will be. "When my Jesus I shall see, when I look upon His face, the one who saved me by His grace, when He takes me by the hand and leads me through the promised land." What a day. What a glorious day that will be. We have never seen a beautiful day dawn like it's going to dawn that day when Jesus is going to come for us. The dead in Christ shall rise first. We're going to be caught up. We're going to reach zero G, as it were. And we're going to fly away to be with Him. Be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. The trumpet shall sound. The dead in Christ shall rise first. I wonder if Jesus came back today. You go away to be with Him. The world situation right now doesn't look too good. I don't know what's going to happen in Lebanon. We're getting involved more and more and more over there. This book is being fulfilled. That's what's happening. This book is being fulfilled. If I was not a Christian today, I tell you, friends, I wouldn't leave that door back there lost. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, and whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them that believe not. Lest the light of the glorious gospel, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Get saved today. Get your name in the Lamb's Book of Life. As Linda comes to play the piano for us, and Brother Tom comes to lead us in the song, "Just As I Am." That's how the Lord wants you this morning. Just as you are. and He can give the wonderful Holy Spirit into your life. You can be made a new creature. You can go on your way today rejoicing as we stand to sing.